discerning viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology here on Supremaster Television. Join us as we travel today to Geneva, Switzerland, for some exciting eco highlights of the 2011 Geneva International Motor Show. The 81st edition of the annual show was held March the 3rd to the 13th, 2011, at the Geneva PAL Expo Convention Center. The renowned event has a history spanning over 100 years and is one of the longest running and most influential auto shows in the world. Since 1905, the Geneva International Motor Show has hosted the debut of many new impressive models, including glamorous supercars. In recent years, the show's focus has increasingly shifted towards spotlighting eco cars. The Green Pavilion is where all the latest environmentally friendly vehicles were on display. Given the pavilion's popularity in 2010, this year it was placed in a highly central location, with 36 exhibitors premiering 17 sensational new vehicles. It was here that our Supremaster Television correspondent had a first-hand look at some of the latest green developments in the automobile industry. We first hear from Professor Thierry Robert about the Console Mini Evo 2 and the Console Mini Urban Concept Vehicle. The concept vehicle is designed to be a highly economical mode of transport in cities.
I'm Thierry Robert. I'm professor in Swiss University Haute École Arc Ingénierie, who is based in Le Locle. First, we present here a car called Consomini. Consomini is a project we did with the student to race at Shell Ecomarathon. Shell Ecomarathon is a competition organized by Shell, who aim is to make the lowest consumption car. And that car here make 2,000 kilometers with 1 liter of fuel. It's very comfortable, and you have good visibility inside. And the weight without the driver is only 30 kilograms. It's made by composite material, very light one, and the structure is aluminium. And with our experience in that car, we transfer this technology to another product here behind me. This is an electric car who use this technology we use on first one, and that one is a 470 kilograms car, electric, a city car, who will have a maximum speed of 100 kilometers. The principle is we have a platform. In that platform we have all the electric component, the battery, the controller, and electric engine. And the rest of the car is a biopolymer body plus over the chassis, and we have now the demonstrator functioning already.
The next exhibitor, GreenTech Energy from China, has developed a range of electric vehicles for eco-minded consumers. Carl Song is the Chief Executive Officer of GreenTech and will now introduce us to the GreenTech T3, a convertible electric Jeep that is emissions-free.
Hello, my name is Carl Song from GreenTech Energy. GreenTech is energy's power supplier of the electric vehicles. And we developed GreenTech T3. This is electric Jeep. It has a very good climbing capacity. It's a two-wheel drive, and it can go 90 kilometers per hour. with an AC motor of 7.5 kilowatt. And each charge, we can go 120 to 150 kilometer. And we are planning to launch into the European market. About 300 cars have already sold in China. This car can be charged at a home socket of 230 watt. And each charge takes about 8 to 10 hours. It's an overnight charge. And it's very easy to charge by our automatic charger.
A global leader in the manufacture of passenger vehicles, Japan's Honda Motor Company continues to release new and improved energy-efficient vehicles for the international market. On display in the Green Pavilion was the latest version of the Honda Jazz, a five-door hybrid hatchback.
My name is Julian Taguela, I'm a car explainer for Honda. So I'm going to present to you the new Honda Jazz, which is now available. This Honda Jazz is actually a hybrid system that works with a normal combustion engine, which is actually helped by an electrical engine, who is going to come in and, give the combustion engine energy every time he needs it when he is in the circumstances that are the most polluting and gas-consuming. That means that each time you're going to accelerate, for instance, you've got the electrical engine that is going to come in to help the combustion engine. So at the end, it's going to save a lot of gas. And the most important thing is to pollute much less. And, this car is also very practical because you can... put the seats down in a lot of different ways, so you can gain a lot of space, even if it's quite a compact and, let's say a car which is quite perfect for cities.
Stylish with zero emissions, the Blue One is South Korean automaker Hyundai's first 100% electric vehicle, a subcompact hatchback that has a range of 140 kilometers and a maximum speed of 130 kilometers per hour, making it suitable for inner city driving and short trips. The Blue One has a warning feature known as the Virtual Engine Sound System, or VES, which alerts pedestrians and bicyclists of Blue One's presence during slow driving by mimicking the sound of a gasoline-powered vehicle.
Alors donc là, c'est notre voiture électrique, c'est le modèle Blue One, qui est en fait le même modèle que la X10 de Hyundai. Elle n'est pas encore sur le marché, elle va arriver ces prochaines années, je n'ai pas encore de date précise, mais il y en a quelques-unes qui sont en fonctionnement en Corée, le gouvernement en utilise quelques-unes. Donc cette voiture a 140 km d'autonomie, vous pouvez aller à une vitesse maximum de 130 km/h. C'est donc avec une batterie lithium, complètement électrique, et on a en fait deux charges. La première, c'est la charge lente, qui est de 220 volts, donc une prise courante, et ça prend 6 heures pour la charger. Et sur le côté, on a une deuxième prise, qui est une prise plus rapide, de 15 minutes de chargement pour 330 volts. Donc ici, on a le chargeur, en dessous, il y a le moteur électrique, et sous les sièges, il y a la batterie. Et ici, donc, vous avez la prise pour le chargeur lent.
Also present at the Geneva International Motor Show was Japanese automaker Mitsubishi with their newest version of the iMiV. The iMiV is available in the Americas and Asia, as well as Europe, where it has been released in collaboration with European automakers, as a Peugeot Ion and Citroen C0. Mitsubishi is working with power companies in Japan to develop fast charging infrastructure for electric vehicles, an important development in the promotion of electric motoring.
Hi there, my name is Jessica and I'm here to present you the new iMiV car from Mitsubishi. It's been out since last year in 15 countries of Europe. So there are two ways of charging this car at home. There's a quick charge system that's available. We have 500 of these stations in Europe for now, more to come later. and those enable you to charge the vehicle in 30 minutes for 80% of the battery. So it's a very, very practical solution for the city, for short distances. This is the way you charge it at home. There's a home charge device that you can buy, and this enables you to charge it in 6 hours, 100%. So I'm going to do it for you. It's very simple. You just place this in here. Up. And then you can charge during the night hours. You can tell it to charge from 2 to 5 a.m. if you need it. And that way you'll only use the electricity that you really need, and it will be very low cost. Basically, the battery is flat, and it's on the bottom of the vehicle. It's underneath the seats. It's quite big. And then the engine is right here underneath. They say that the battery is supposed to outlast the car, so normally in 10 years, it keeps 80% of its capacities.
André Hefti, communication manager for Renault in Switzerland, introduced us to his company's line of eye-catching electric vehicles.
My name is André Hefti. We are on the Renault stand. We have four electric vehicles. We have the Kangoo Electric. We have the Fluence Electric. In the back, we have Twizy Electric. It's a little car, especially for the town car. And we have Zoe. And Zoe will be available end of 2012. And Zoe, it's an electrical car, 100% electrical car. Every car from us, you can charge a whole. We have a charging system that you can charge in nearly 80% of the car in 20 minutes. And also the quick drop, but it will be not available in Switzerland, I think for the moment only in Israel and in Denmark. Then the quick drop is you change the battery. Okay, you come in the petrol station and you change your battery. In 3 minutes you can change the battery on your car.
To close this week's program, we'd like to thank the car company representatives we met at the Geneva International Motor Show for taking time to explain the innovative engineering present in their latest green vehicles. The exciting technology we've seen today will surely become commonplace in our city streets in the years to come. We look forward to the day soon in coming where all vehicles utilize clean, sustainable energy, as we create a golden age society that lives in ever greater harmony with our planet. For details on the Geneva International Motor Show and exhibitors, please visit www.salon-auto.ch. Gracious viewers, it was a pleasure to have your company today on Golden Age Technology. Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, is coming up next after noteworthy news. May we all experience joy and bliss each and every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.